Hello, my dear church boys, and welcome back to yet another episode of St. Robert's Day Game Podcast. And this time we are not doing an in-foot breakdown, we're actually talking about day game. And we're going to be talking about storytelling, about why storytelling is the most important skill to learn in day game, and why it's actually one of the hardest skills, maybe even the hardest skill to day game. We're going to go over three parts of learning day game, and every great day gamer goes through these three parts. But if you want to date more and hotter girls and you can't yet do that, you're probably stuck at the second part of learning day game. And then we're going to talk about why what helped you get your first day game dates and lays is the same thing that's holding you back from getting better results. And then at the end, I'm going to tell you how you can make storytelling or learning storytelling much easier with a simple trick I learned from a great day gamer in our community. This podcast episode is audio only, so if you are on YouTube, feel free to just switch to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and listen to this on the background. But before we get into the topic, let's quickly talk about coaching spots and other news. First, I might be going to London, UK, the capital of day game in Europe. And if you are from there and if you want to learn day game in the same environment where you will be day gaming after learning day game on your own without me by your side, then this is a great opportunity. There are guys who like to learn day game when going on a day game trip, but there are a lot of people who prefer to learn on their home turf. And I think that's a good idea because then you'll be familiar with the streets, you'll be used to day game in the same environment where you'll be going out over and over again on your own. If I go to London, it's going to be early September and I will have up to 2 coaching spots there, whether 3 or 5 days. And next, in late September, I'm thinking about going back to Poland. I was recently there coaching a student, and I wasn't in Warsaw, I was in Krakow, and I loved the city. It's a beautiful, nice town, it's full with beautiful girls, nice cafes, cool bars, and not a lot of day gamers. So if you want to go to a place that's relatively easy to day game with people that are fairly open to day game, and you want to be in a place that's not full with day gamers like Warsaw is, then again, this is your chance. If you are from the USA, then, well, the next 2 spots are for you. Number 1, in October, I am going to New York City and we'll have several coaching spots. That can be New York City or any other place in the USA. And then from New York City, I am flying down to Colombia. I want to spend a month there, but I want to go with 1 or 2 guys, preferably 2, who really want to immerse themselves in the traveling lifestyle, being in Colombia, day game in places that haven't seen many day gamers, maybe even day game in Spanish if you speak some basic Spanish. And the plan is to go there and just check out a few places. Go to one place, check it out for a week or two. If we like it, we stay. If not, we go to another location, explore that. I would be teaching the guys day game there, and at the same time there are amazing places in the nature to see in Colombia. There are beaches, there are jungles and all of that stuff. So I want to mix this as a trip where I'm coaching day game but also exploring nature and doing a lot of fun stuff. If you are a bit more on the adventurous side and speak preferably at least a little bit of Spanish, I think this is going to be the most fun trip of this year. If any of these options sounded fun, then you can click in the link in the description to learn more about how coaching usually works. You'll find all the information, prices, etc. there. And then if everything sounds nice, we will hop on a short WhatsApp call to talk about the details. You probably have a few questions to understand how coaching usually works and whether this is the right thing for you. And I need to know a few things about you to understand what's the best way I can help you. So that's about coaching. And the last thing is, if you are going out, if you're getting numbers and maybe even some dates, then head over to daygamecourses.com because there you can get access to my free texting and dating guides. You will learn everything you need to do in texting to get a girl out on a date, and then later everything you need to do on a date to pull more girls home. And now let's start talking about storytelling. Well, The thing is, day game is very unpredictable. You get your first dates and lays, and that just makes you hooked. You saw what's possible. You got a date with a girl that's hotter than any girl you've ever been out with. Or maybe you got a lay with I mean, any lay is good, but maybe it's a girl that was hotter than any girl you've ever slept with. And that just, you know, it makes you hooked. It's sort of like, it's like a gambling addiction where you never know when the next win is gonna come. It's so exciting. But the thing with day game is it's very hard to get consistent results. A date here or there is great, but how do the better guys get so many dates and lays consistently? Well, it's because they've mastered the third part of learning day game. There are three parts of learning day game, and most guys who are getting any results at all get stuck at the second phase. So let's go over these three phases or three parts of learning day game. First part, and we've all dealt with this probably in the past. Probably some people listening to this are still dealing with this. And honestly, if I've taken a longer break from day game, I'm still dealing with this. Everyone once in a while deals with this. It's overcoming approach anxiety. When starting to learn day game, almost every one of us thought that approach anxiety is the biggest challenge in day game. It's if only you could stop being afraid, and as soon as I'll start talking to girls, they'll be so amazed by my courage and will want to go out with me. But well, when you've won that battle and started talking to a bunch of girls, you probably realize that overcoming approach anxiety is the first and honestly one of the easiest steps in learning day game. I worked with many, many, many guys who have approach anxiety and even very, very strong approach anxiety. Also, the guy I'm working with right now has one of the strongest cases of AA I've ever seen. And my case of AA was also pretty serious. I remember when I discovered day game, and I'm gonna try to keep this short because I'm telling this story for like the fifth or tenth time, but how I overcome AA is I wanted to start day gaming. I found some videos, I found some techniques, and I learned what to say, and then I thought, okay, I'm gonna go out now and I'm gonna talk to girls and this is gonna be so amazing. And I went out and I walked around for 2 hours trying to get her, like, muster up enough courage to say hi to one girl, but I just couldn't do it, and I didn't approach a single girl in 2 hours. And I went out the next day and did the same, and the next day, and I kept going out for every day, more or less, for 2 weeks, more or less 2 hours a day, and I couldn't approach a single girl. It took me 2 weeks to overcome AA for the first time and say hi to a random girl on the street one morning. But again, yeah, when I overcame the AA, and obviously it wasn't like I did one approach and it was gone. No, I still had to do a lot of work, but when I overcame it, I realized that really AA is the easiest part of learning day game. And this is where we get to the second part. We get to the structure. When you start going out and approaching girls, it's annoying when girls keep rejecting you and you keep running out of things to say. And this is where structure helps. If you're at a place where you're getting some dates and lays here and there, you probably got there by learning a strong stop, a good opener, several good stacks, plus you learned what to do on dates to get some lays. But this is the part where most guys in day game get stuck. Learning the structure changes everything. It changed everything for me. I was really geeking out on the structure and what's the best way to go about this, what's the best thing to say in each scenario. And it obviously changed everything. It's what got me my first results. And when I coach guys, I see the same thing. It's very easy to get guys to a place where they are starting to get dates and even some lays, because they just have to learn really, really good structure. It's the fundamentals of day game, and that's what's getting your first results. Learning structure is easy. It's copy-paste. Learn the fundamentals, and you will start getting some dates. But the thing is, Structure is great, but once you're getting some results, it will not help you sleep with more and hotter girls. It's so addictive because it's so necessary. You have to go through that phase of structure if you want to start getting results, but you have to graduate it. You have to start doing different things if you want to learn with more and hotter girls. This is where you get your first lays. This is where you get to probably one lay out of 100 approaches, maybe one lay out of 60 approaches. And for some guys, that's all they need to start doing really, really good if they're socially very kind of good with people. But again, if you want to sleep with more and hotter girls, then you will need to graduate to the third part of learning day game. And the third part of learning day game is storytelling. It's learning to become a good storyteller. It's learning to be able to talk about any topic. And when guys go through the structured part of learning day game, everyone learns some copy-paste stories. Oh, lawyers work so hard, but they're the craziest party people I've ever met. That must be you, blah, blah, blah. And they have a bunch of these copy-paste stories, but they get tired of telling these copy-paste stories in every set. And that's when they think, I need to learn to improvise. And they start to improvise and their sets go to shit because they don't know what to say. This is where guys, when they don't know what to say, this is where they fall back to their old crutches. Oh, you're a lawyer. What type of law? How long you been doing that? How do you like it? What's your name? Or they go back to stacking. They don't know what to say about topic. They said like a few sentences. They didn't know anything else to say and didn't have anything else to say on the topic. And they stacked again to get a new topic. And they keep jumping from topic to topic to topic. And they run out of things to say in 2 minutes because they don't know how to storytell, to tease, and have an interesting conversation about topics they don't know anything about. And that's what this part of learning day game is all about. And this is the biggest mistake guys make when learning storytelling. You can't use the same copy-paste stories in every set. You're gonna be robotic. But starting to improvise is basically going from one extreme to the other. It's impossible. So the best way to learn storytelling is, again, to do it in a structured way. Once you get comfortable with the basic stuff, expand it and slowly, step by step. Only when you've progressed far enough, get rid of the structure. It happens naturally, but I would say this is the hardest thing to learn in day game because people are afraid and they don't know how to improvise and because they aren't really willing to do the job necessary to get good at storytelling. A few weeks ago, I started a private members-only community for intermediate day gamers, or not even intermediate, but the guys who are going out, who are getting some results, but they want to learn more, they want to learn to meet more and hotter girls, and for the first month, we were working on storytelling. We've been doing a lot of work on storytelling, that's what the guys have been kind of focusing on. And there I taught them about 3 levels of learning storytelling, how to go from the simple 3 things technique to real God mode storytelling. And not only about these techniques, but how to progress through them. We talked about what to do if you keep trying to learn storytelling and it doesn't really work for you for a long time. Because there are guys who keep trying to learn storytelling for months and months and months and it just doesn't work. We also talked about what if she doesn't respond to your story, if she responds very short, because that's a very typical thing where you do a nice story and a girl gives you like 2-word answer and that's it. What do? Do you stack? How do you stay longer on a topic? And yeah, we covered like small tricks to stay on topics longer so you don't have to jump from topic to topic and run out of things to say. We talked about how to always have interesting stuff to say about topics you know nothing about, and of course dealing with negative topics like war and similar. Storytelling is a big and complicated topic, but I recently learned about a small trick to make learning storytelling much easier. Storytelling is one of the hardest skills to learn. It's where most guys get stuck after they get decent at opening girls. But if you don't learn storytelling, you will not be able to build attraction and will always keep running out of things to say. An easy way to start improving your storytelling is to have a story for the most popular topics that come up. You stop the Ukrainian, have a story prepared about Ukrainians. She works at a coffee shop. Okay, well, have a story prepared for baristas. But there simply are too many stories to prepare. And even if you prepare 10 stories, that will still help you only in a small percentage of sets. There are too many possible topics. As part of the community, as part of the things we do in a community, a few days ago, I hosted a call between 3 high-level advanced day gamers with a total day game lay count way over 150. It was an experiment to see how high-level day gamers can learn from each other, because everyone at that level is trying out new things, seeing what works for them, and coming up with their own little secrets. Well, we discussed storytelling, and I was blown away how much I learned from these guys. I learned how these advanced day gamers are improving their vibe to make storytelling easy, the formula to balance canned material and improvising, little tricks they use to master delivery, testing new theses and stories without worrying about fucking up your day game sets, and getting over the fear of saying the wrong thing. But my biggest aha moment was when Joe simplified the problem of too many topics to have a story for each one of them, and he was talking about thinking in terms of binary terms. So what Joe does, instead of having a story about Ukrainians and a story about Swedes and Colombians and people from New Zealand, he simply divides all possible answers to any questions into groups. You want to talk about where she's from? Well, great. Have one story for all cold countries and have one story for all warm countries. You want to talk about her job? Great. Have one story for all serious jobs and have one story for all creative jobs. And this is genius. This lets him use similar stories and theses for all girls from cold countries and for all girls with creative jobs, etc. Of course, he has to use the right kind of balance between canned material and improvisation, but that's a whole different topic. I think this is a great tip for people who are starting to learn storytelling, who are developing their first stories. This is a small thing they can work on to slowly move into the third part of learning day game. It was very interesting for me to learn from this discussion, and I was really surprised to see how everyone has their little tips and tricks, and we learn much from each other, because We each guy at that level has very, very different game, but they found out what works for them. So guys that are at a little lower level can learn a lot from that, because at an intermediate level where you're starting to get some lays here and there, but you know, you could be dating more girls, you could be kind of going out with girls that are hotter and more interesting. Those guys, a lot of their game is very, very similar. They haven't really learned to figure out what works better for them, how they are different, etc. So for them, it was very valuable to see how three high-level day gamers are doing completely different things, and whatever they're doing is working for them. If you want to learn storytelling and if you want to learn from this discussion, then the recording of this discussion is published in our intermediate community. And let's talk more about the community, because you probably want to know more about it. So, you probably have noticed, or you maybe have noticed, that I'm making much less content on my YouTube channel and on my podcasts. I've stopped making most of the public content for now. And instead of that, I've started focusing on helping a small group of day gamers who are going out, who are getting some results, but they want to learn to meet more and hotter girls. We started a private community that you can join if you want to learn day game with us. Well, what we're doing is we're taking one topic each month, and then we're going super deep into breaking it down and learning about the topic. And we're doing a bunch of stuff. For example, we're doing one big video on the topic, in-depth technical step-by-step video, because once you know the basics, if you kind of ask people, hey, like, I'm getting some lays, like, what do I do? Like, most of the advice you're gonna get is run tighter game, do more sets. Maybe someone will tell you to go to easier places, which I don't think is a good idea if you are already getting some results. So the advice is very generic, and that's because people simply don't know how to pinpoint the mistakes you're making. They aren't able to recognize the mistakes you're making, and they aren't able to actually tell you, okay, this is exactly what you have to do to take your game to the next level. And well, this is exactly what I specialize on. I like geeking out on the small stuff. I like kind of understanding what are the small technical mistakes guys are making and how exactly they can fix them step by step. And this is the type of content I'm making in this community. Also, we're doing discussions between high-level day gamers on the topic, just as the one we did about storytelling. We are doing Q&As on each topic to make sure all the questions are answered. Every member understands everything about the topic of the month, and no one is left behind. We are also breaking down and analyzing members' infills, just like I do on my YouTube, but more, and mostly with sets from intermediate and higher levels of day gamers. And I'm also breaking down my own day game infield so you can learn from them. And also other high level advanced day gamers are breaking down their infields. And of course, on top of that, we have a group chat where everyone can help each other. So it's a mix of several high level day gamers and a bunch of guys who are going out, who are getting some results, but who want to take their day game to the next level and meet more and hotter girls. This month, we've been working on storytelling. We've done a lot of work on that. And next month, we're going to be working on how to improve your dates so that you pull more girls that you go on dates with. Well, if this sounds interesting and you want to take a deep dive in storytelling and really kind of move from that second part of learning day game to the third part and learn to really meet more and more beautiful girls, then you can find out more about the private community by clicking the link in the description. And as a little bonus, I am breaking down one recorded set from each of the first 25 guys who joined the community. So if this sounds like a good idea for you, then check out the link in the description and I'll see you in the community. And well, guys, that's it. That's all I wanted to say about storytelling this time. So thank you for listening and see you next time. Ciao, guys.